When you're struggling with your mental health, the world can seem pretty heavy, like no one understands what you're feeling or you're not sure how to ask for help. But here's the real truth. You're never in this alone. 988 Lifeline's trained crisis counselors are available 24/7 to offer the help and support you need to make it through. No judgment, no stigma, just someone to listen. Text or call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, day or night. 988. Hope has a new number.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And, hey, John, you know, this Sunday is Father's Day. Did you know that?
Yes, Pastor Ernie.
And I'm going to be preaching a Father's Day message, Lord's willing. And title is Fathers for the Beginning. And we're going to take a look at God the Father, okay? And we're going to take a look at the first father, human father, the first human father. Do you know who that was?
Adam.
Adam.
Right, okay. And then we're going to take a look at the father of the repopulation, the father of the repopulation. Probably don't know who that is.
Noah.
Noah. And then we're going to take a look at the first father of a nation, the first father of
Abraham.
A nation. Okay.
Hey, if this is Jeopardy, I would have won.
Yeah, well, I'm not finished yet. Then we're going to take a look at the father of lies. The father of lies.
Satan.
Well, I thought it was Biden.
I was going to say Obama.
Yeah, well.
Well, I think all of the above would work there.
They're disciples of their father.
All righty. But anyhow, but then we're going to take a look at the founding father, the early church fathers, founding fathers. And then our fathers. And so our human fathers, huh?
Yep.
Alrighty, with that, and it's going to, it usually ends up a good message. Okay.
I think John was going to comment.
He don't have anything.
Nothing to say.
Okay. It's gone out of my mind.
I was going to compliment you on your Texas Rangers, because I think they're the only team in the Major League Baseball that did not celebrate LGBT.
From Dallas, you're correct.
Yeah. So I think that's good to hear.
Yeah, you know, Pastor Ernie, it's part of things like you can't follow a baseball team anymore because of what they've done. That's part of the evilness encroaching on us, Pastor Ernie. We can't compromise with that. How can we support a team that's using money to mock? And even if it's zeroed at the Catholic Church, it still spills over to us, mocks what Jesus did on the cross and all of that, and you're going to trade in and like kind of neutralize your faith for baseball?
Just for entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you say to these people that say, not because you say, I needed to buy a shirt here, and now I have to, you couldn't go to any of the stores that are close by. I couldn't go to Kohl's because I boycotted. Kohl's went woke, okay? So I boycotted Kohl's. And so many other places like, Walmart, you know, I boycott them. You can't go to them. So I had to go to a regular small clothing store. And I didn't mind doing that, but I didn't really know much about them. The prices were a little bit higher, but it was worth it. So what do you say to these people who say, those boycotts never work anyhow. They never work. And I've heard some people say that. And it's a matter of principle, isn't it? If you have any integrity, principle, and honor.
And self-respect.
Self-respect. Will you do that?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. You know, nowadays, we can go online and you can do a little search online and purchase things online rather than going to some place that's woke.
Well, there's that place that we joined and they never got my card. What was that?
Mammoth.com.
Mammoth.com.
So the way that works, you have to log in and then all the companies that are selling products there are conservative and whatnot. They're a little bit more expensive, but you can still purchase stuff that way. So even for your listeners, just go to mammoth.com and take a look around. There's a small subscription, but that'll be supporting non-woke companies.
Yeah, more and more of these companies are popping up, too, that do that.
Okay? Yeah.
More and more of them. So that is good news, too. We're going to play a clip, John, called The Current State of Affairs. And it's Dr. Stephen Pidgeon and Dr. Scott Bennett. And listen to this clip. Take her away.
So this new report is revealing that the U.S. is spending billions to maintain its nuclear arsenal, including hundreds of warheads, secretly across Europe. Does any of this surprise you?
No, not at all. The military-industrial complex that maintains these weapons is, of course, the primary bankers of the corrupt politicians in Congress that continue this escalation, this Cold War that is rapidly being enhanced into a hot war. So the maintenance of these weapons, of course, is continuing. What is most striking is the frantic, emotional, psychological meltdown that the West is currently experiencing because it sees Russia winning on every level. Remember, war is not about kinetic bombs and bullets and fighter planes. It's about winning the hearts and minds of nations. And Russia is winning the hearts and minds of Africa, Central America, South America, Asia, towards peace and stability and sovereignty, while the West is doing nothing but promising damnation, fear, war, as they've done for 20 years. So the West has departed from Ronald Reagan's original vision. Ronald Reagan would roll over in his grave if he saw the terrible destruction of Russian-American relations, but it's something that can be salvaged, I think, with the change of regimes. And I do think President Putin has a brilliant narrative when he defines America as an ecological terrorist. That will resonate with every European person, every European country, and they will quickly begin to side with Russia based on the preservation of ecology, where the West has been blowing up Nord Stream pipeline dams and everything in between, and most likely is going to be launching some sort of a false flag nuclear event against Zaporizhia, or perhaps something involved with this current NATO air campaign, this training exercise that's being done out of Germany. I'm very nervous about that, because the West is notorious for setting off false flags under the cover of NATO operations.
It's just a stunning amount of money, though, isn't it? That's $43.7 billion in 2022. That's $83,000 every single minute of the year being spent on nuclear weapons. Is that sort of expenditure justifiable? And why does Washington need so many new nukes?
Well, again, it's feeding the beast. It's feeding it with money that is rapidly losing all of its value. America is like a gambler at a card table, but there's no money behind its chips anymore. It's just playing with little plastic pieces of coins, but there's no money behind those coins. So the rest of the world is departing from America because it's got no money behind its currency. So that's why the West has been using this false, hollow, and quickly disappearing currency value to invest in these weapons that they are ultimately going to use to destabilize the world, to continue chaos in countries, continue color revolutions, continue regime change operations, as if there's no accountability. But I think there is accountability based on the favorable opinions that the majority of the world leaders are showing towards Russia and shifting in their geopolitical interests. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Africa, Turkey, and you're very quickly going to see many European countries overthrowing their globalist governments, from Macron to Scholz to others, and with more moderate leaders stepping in and siding with Russia. So the money aspect of these nuclear weapons is just the West in its last dying gasp trying to expend money on manufacturing things that it's notorious for, which is the exportation of war. That's become the primary export of the United States, is the export of death, destruction, war, and chaos. And only a multipolar world can contain that.
So say we do see a new president at the helm of the U.S. From next year. How quickly do you expect things to change, and how smoothly will that go?
Well, if I was part of the president's team, I would be the one to change it overnight. It's not difficult. It's very easy with people of kind hearts and intelligent minds who realize the world is healthier and better with stable, friendly relations between Russia and the United States. But there's been parties and interests trying desperately to separate America and Russia for the last 30 years. But I think, honestly, Donald Trump still represents the best hope for the Republican Party in America, even though they are desperately trying to transform the Justice Department and the FBI into a Gestapo, Stasi, Nazi Democrat, mafia kill squad, where they're trying to imprison him on fake charges. I do think the majority of the American people resonate behind Donald Trump. And I think if he is lifted up as the candidate, all of the things that they've done to them will backfire. And you'll see President Trump initiate, continue, and expand upon the original designs that he had when he first came into office, which was, wouldn't it be great if we could be friends with Russia? He still believes that in his heart. He's married to a Slavic woman. His first wife was Slavic. So Trump doesn't have any animosity towards Russia, and neither do the American people. There's no animosity towards the Russian people. And that's the big lie that the media and the Democrats have been pushing in this endless war, the Ukraine war, which America is on the wrong side of history behind. I do think a new American is going to take the tone of the winds of change and see the American people do not want conflict war with Russia. And I think he would change it. The real danger is Biden pulling a false flag event and triggering a larger war like a World War II scenario. And they're just about as hysterical and fanatical enough to do it.
Well, speaking of Donald Trump, it's another big day for him. We'll be talking more about that later. For now, Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army officer and counterterrorism analyst. Many thanks. Appreciate your time.
So there we have Stephen Pidgeon. I'll hand it for you for your comment. Go ahead.
Well, very well said, Scott, that, you know, of course, the change is coming, but I think the change is coming much quicker than people believe because of the shocking events that have been happening in Ukraine. You know, this manna from heaven, this panacea that was introduced into Ukraine that was going to be a deal changer, the German Leopard tanks have turned out to be a complete disaster and a total failure. And let's talk about this for a minute. The counteroffensive that's been waged by Ukraine against the Russian defensive positions in the Donbass have completely failed. In particular, the thrust of Zaporizhia has just resulted in a total, it's a massacre. The Ukrainians have lost 7,500 personnel in the last 5 days. They've lost over 200 armored vehicles. Approximately 24 Leopard tanks have been destroyed, completely blown up. Over 40 Bradley fighting vehicles have been blown up. I mean, these things are just getting toast. And the Ukrainians were sitting ducks. The battle strategy that the Ukrainians tried, it was a battle strategy that was used by Napoleon effectively against Russian troops back in the War of 1812. Okay, now this, and the only reason it worked effectively is because a Russian general made the mistake of allowing himself to get on the other side of the river without the ability to retreat. And Napoleon was able to rapidly deploy to curtail his troops. And so this signified a defeat for the Russian general. The Russians aren't going to make that mistake again. And in fact, they have their top theoretical leaders in the field of defensive battle tactics currently working in Ukraine. And so as a consequence, their battle strategy, the defensive battle strategy, has proved so formidable that the Ukrainians have made no significant advance even against the first preliminary line of defense of the Russians. And the Russians have splattered them in the field and then mined the land behind them as they retreat. And you're seeing the impregnable answer to the whole solution, the Leopard tanks, going up in flames. They're failures. And this is a total disaster at $33 million a pop to the Germans, because it's advertising that they do not have the formidable arms that they claim they had that were going to be the answer to everybody's problem in Europe. We'll put Leopards in here. That'll scare the daylights out of everybody. Well, it's not scaring the Russians at all. And there's reasons why it isn't, because the Russians are using weapons that are quite effective against the Leopard. And in fact, there was a point where a T-72 Russian tank struck a Bradley fighting vehicle from 1,400 meters away. completely destroying it. So, you know, the question is this: when we look at this battle plan that's going on in Ukraine, it was engineered by a bunch of people who have not been educated about what's going on in the world since 1978. Yeah. They think they're fighting Leonid Brezhnev in Afghanistan, and they have no idea what they're doing. These people are so hopelessly, pathetically undereducated. You know, and you're talking all these top CIA people and all these top Pentagon people. Hello, can you guys at least look and see the weapons you're going to be fighting against and get some determination? Have you ever played chess? Can you just try to figure out what somebody is doing on the other side instead of you scratching your crotch and going in there? We're going in there with our formidable Bradley fighting machines and the M31 Abrams, and that's going to kick some butt. Get out of here. This stuff is getting stuck in the mud and getting blown to smithereens by small, very cost-effective devices like Lancet drones, Lancet missiles that are coming in, by mortar shells that are carefully placed, that are properly diagnosed, by artillery rounds that are, you know, directly on target. They're blowing these things to smithereens. So let's cut to the quick. Ukraine is a lost cause. And in fact, it's a lost cause. We shouldn't be messing around there with it anymore. And it's a lost cause because the whole orchestration of this war was done by a loser, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Joe Biden lost in Afghanistan. Joe Biden lost in Sudan. And now he's lost in Ukraine. He's a loser. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take Democrats to figure out that they're being led by an incompetent loser, but that's what's going on. And there's currently articles of impeachment pending in the House of Representatives, and the Democrats should do themselves a favor and join those articles of impeachment and purge themselves of the Biden-Harris administration and the Obama-Biden-Harris administration entirely. Purge them. Get them out of your history and put some new people in there. If you continue to follow Biden and Harris, when they do go down, the baby's going down with the bathwater, and the bathwater is going down with the baby. The Democrat Party will never survive this. They're never going to survive this. Right now, the Democrat Party is the party of perverts, child molesters, child rapists, human sacrificing, blood drinking, Satan worshiping, war causing, war mongering bozos who have taken hundreds of billions of American dollars away from veterans of foreign wars, away from the homeless people in this country, away from needed infrastructure, away from disaster areas in this country, in order to pour it down some Nazi-infested rat hole in Ukraine.
And see, really. Something, and we've talked about this, and it needs to be said every single time, and that is too many people, conservatives, Republicans, and such, are trying to think, well, there must be a way to communicate to them in a way that's going to trigger their combination lock and make it unclick, make them go, wow, oh, now I see this. Now you're right. Yeah, I can understand this. Oh, yeah, I can. You know, people think that Democrats can be communicated to in a way that's going to facilitate or trigger a form of change, a sense of awakening, a sense of clarification, a sense of reasonability okay, let's put things off the table we can't agree on, and let's focus on what we can agree on. People are under that delusion that the Democrats, who are under strong delusion spiritually and have had their consciences seared by a hot iron because of their sin and their wickedness and their bloodshed and their fornication and their rebellion and their vile pride, fist shaking at God. These are not a people that can be redeemed. These are not human beings any longer. These are not human beings that can be reconciled, that can come back to their right mind. And I don't say that insultingly. I say it almost clinically as a psychology, you know, officer who's looking into what is in their heads and their hearts. To me, they have been so invested in wickedness that it's become their religion. There's a fever. There's a physiological fever that's amplified by possibly the COVID-19 and other things that have raised them up to a level where all they can do is add more chips into the middle of the table and double down and say, nope, we're going to keep playing this hand. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're an anti-climate person until you fold. And the Democrats are pushing this in, and Republican, conservative, Trump supporter, heterosexuals are never going to fold. because we're on the right side. We know that we're on the right side. We know that we're on God's side, and nothing but evil and wickedness is on their side. Plus, they don't have any money behind their chips. That analogy that came to me is they're putting in chips, and there's no money behind it. There's no value. They're playing cards that are blank. Oh, well, I won this card. I won this hand. Your cards are blank. There's no common sense. There's no natural law. There's no there's no reality in the Democrats' words. And the symptom of that is their obsession with transgenderism and pronouns. Well, I'm her, she, and it, and I'm a kitten. And these are now crazy people, and people need to step back and say, I need to stop trying to make crazy people normal, and instead preserve and protect normal people from ever becoming crazy. We need to keep these crazies away from normal people, away from normal children, away from life, because they will contaminate it. So I'll hand it back to you, Stephen, to get your assessment on, you know, the meltdown of these people that seems to be they're only going to get worse, more violent, more hysterical, more bloody, more savage. And I mean people at the top layers of the Biden administration that is totally fake, the military-industrial complex, the cops, besides Antifa, the left-wingers and all that stuff, they're all going to double down on control. And how do you have control? You have to have a police state. How do you have a police state? You have to facilitate a false flag series of events, you know, one after another, like bullets in a magazine, you know, nuclear holocaust here, weather weapon here, blah, 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 you know, more riots and things like that. And that's going to cause people, I think, to more and more separate, tribalize, and annihilate, you know, these crazies that start to come at them, to constantly and chronically come at them.
Yeah, the thing is that when you talk about Democrats that are not actively in leadership, but they're just blind Democrat followers, for the most part, these Democrats are non-thinkers, and they just go along with the party because that's what they go along with. They don't, when you challenge their views, why do you believe this? They don't have an answer for why they believe it.
That's right.
Because they believe it because their leadership told them to believe it, and that's the end of the story. They have no, they have never renewed their mind. They do not have logical definition in their mind. They don't know the sense of their own convictions or why they believe what they believe. So as a consequence, most of them are very self-centered.
Yes.
And they're interested in one thing, how they're doing, how their bank account is doing, and so on. And they believe in cheating to get to the end, to get to the end result. Well, I don't care how my bank account goes up as long as it goes up. And if that means I have to, you know, vote for the crook, and support the crook and support the criminal cabal and support this and support that, then I'm going to do it because it's about me, 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 me. Well, let me appeal to the me, 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 me part of non-thinking Democrats. You're about to lose everything. You're going to lose everything because this guy is so incompetent that the dollar is going to go to zero. I mean, you cannot believe the rush away from the American dollar now worldwide as every country on earth goes, these people are sick. These Americans are sick. You know, Biden went to the president of South Africa and said, you either adopt transgender policy in your country or we're going to sanction you. And as a result of him saying that, the leader of Kenya came out and said, all African nations should join BRICS.
Yes.
And the more that this idiot shoots off his demented mouth, the more he kills the country. It's that simple. And it's because he's a loser. Okay. He is a deranged, demented, Alzheimer-infested, senile, idiot, criminal who never had a good concept in his mind anyway. Even when he was mentally competent, he was just a low-grade Baltimore criminal. That's all he was, you know, a plagiarist who managed to move his way into office by hook or crook, and who'd engaged in criminal behavior before he was ever elected president, which was now on the table. Everybody knows he was taking bribes. I mean, look. All of Burisma is coming forward saying, yeah, we paid him and we got phone calls.
Let me play a quick video. By
all righty, we are back here. You know, speaking of Burisma, right now, the Comer said they now have evidence of a $30 million that Biden had got. $30 million worth of bribes that he had gotten, okay? And so, but anyhow, now these two fellows here, Dr. Scott Bennett and Dr. Stephen Pidgeon, I know that some people would say, well, they're really over the top. They're kind of really angry. Well, yeah, they should be angry. It's called righteous indignation, isn't it?
Yes.
And because of what Biden's doing, he's trying to force upon the children, making things like people that talking about every parent should make sure that their children are indoctrinated in sodomy. This guy is right from the pit of hell. He is. Okay? Yeah. And so they should be. And the pastors, more than anybody, should have righteous indignation. They really, really, you know, have failed. Now, speaking of Democrats, do you remember a guy named Professor of Ethics from Princeton?
Joe? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Peter Singer.
Yeah, Peter Singer. Remember some of the things he said that you should have a child should be able to keep a child after he's born for at least 2 years to check him out to see if you want to keep him or kill him, okay?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know if it was 2 years, Pastor Ernie, but I know.
He said it was 2 years.
He was born, and you could watch it and see, and if you didn't like it, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know, trade it in maybe.
It. He says you should be able to abort the child. You should have at least 2 years to examine him, decide whether or not you want to keep him. This guy is a beast. Now, remember something else he says, speaking of beast. He said bestiality is ethical as long as it's consensual.
Yeah, that was where that term was coined, yeah.
Yeah, now think about this. In other words, if you sat down with your dog or your cow or whatever and say, look, you know, let's have a talk about this, okay? Now, but then he did say, except for with chickens, because he said having sex with chickens could be lethal. How do you think he knew that, John?
I don't. I guess he's running in those circles, Pastor Ernie.
Well, yeah, the Epstein circles, huh? Now he's got another one. His name is another Democrat, and his name is Professor. Let me see. His name is Gateway Pundit. I'm looking down here. Themis Matsoukas. He's a 64-year-old professor of chemical engineering at Penn State University. And he was charged Monday, John, with open lewdness, indecent exposure.
At the park.
And sexual intercourse with a dog. And cruelty to animals and disorderly conduct at the park.
At the park, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. And
he's a big Hillary supporter.
Yeah, I know. Now, I mean, Biden would see nothing wrong with this at all, would he?
Absolutely not.
Would most Democrats see?
In fact, next year you'll probably have a bunch of sheep and goats and stuff like that on the White House lawn and a parade.
There you go. So now you see here, he has been charged with endangering a dog. But, you know, if he was doing it to a little kid, there'd probably be no charges. They want to legalize pedophilia.
Yeah.
And the Democrats don't have a problem seeing them do that to a child, but not a dog, maybe. I don't know.
That was interesting because I was wondering when this bestiality started popping up, where is PETA? And you don't hear from them.
No, you haven't heard much from PETA in a long, long time. They've kind of dropped out.
Yeah, I remember... maybe about 10 years ago, there was a rift between PETA and then the gay lobby because PETA was upset that it might have been 10, 15 years, maybe 15 years ago, they were upset that they were doing tests for AIDS on animals. And then there was a rift between them for about 2-3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it got resolved. The PETA people backed down, and the rest is history.
We'll be back right after this. We'll be back after this.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the Greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high, and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. Tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high, and bow to do his will on earth, and rise up and defy the lie, and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high, and bow to do his will on earth, and rise up and defy the lie, and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
We're back, and you know, I watched John, a woman from that Biden had brought out to pump up and on the LGBT, the sodomite and transgender things in the military. Now, this woman was an Air Force general, and she came out and she was talking about the importance, the goal of the military. It's not to defend America. It's not to defend us. It's to defend the rights of LGBT, as lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, and transgenders in the military.
It's in the Constitution.
What, it's in the Constitution? Yeah. That's what you were saying? Yeah. Yeah. And so, now here, Milley, Ukraine's faltering offensive is completely lost on General Milley and Secretary of Defense Austin. Well, you know, I mean, what are these guys going to do? I mean, if we got into a war, would you think that they would have a trans brigade or maybe send out a whole company full of drag queens? Okay. What do you, go ahead. You got something there.
Yeah, this is ties into that. It's going to be hard to describe. I'll put it on the website, but the headline is China publishes Command and Conquer Red Alert video while America promotes trans members for Pride Month. So you'd have to see the video, but there's a picture of hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese women marching line in line with machine guns that would make like a Hitler rally look like a picnic. And then contrast that with a picture of our trans queers sitting in dresses talking about probably their pronouns. It is a frightening, stark contrast.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what we've come to. And here again, that election was stolen from us. It was stolen from us. And again, August 8th, folks, you got to get out. We got to take our country back. We really have to take this country back. And if you don't get out and vote in Ohio, if you're in Ohio and you don't vote on August 8th, vote yes, yes, on issue one. Then I'm ashamed of you, aren't you? Would you be ashamed of him?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So what about you, John? Would you be ashamed of him, too?
Pastor Ernie, I mean, it's beyond, how can people not stand to at least to vote? I mean, I'm at a loss for words. The apathy, the just, there's a dullness. I think this, historians have described Rome when it fell, and I think we are really for fitting that in America. However, it's not, it's more in sections. There's certain states that are standing, but when you read about the fall of Rome, apathy was one of the big things. They didn't care what was happening. All they cared about is what you just talked about, like homosexuality and sexual pleasure. That's all Rome cared about at the end, and it fell, couldn't defend itself.
Here's a, yeah, it is. That's exactly what happened to them. They imploded.
That's a really good point about Rome, because basically when they were collapsing, the chariot races continued, actually increased, yeah. And then the gladiator yeah. games. So you just yeah. bombarded them with entertainment to, I guess, take their mind off what their destruction, and that's what's happening here.
All right, exclusive report from the Epic Times. Report alleges Catholic hospitals linked to transgender surgeries and abortions. Lepanto Institute and president and founder of Michael Hitchborn protests against the actions of the Catholic Church. And this is a article by Michael, by Brad Jones, in fact. Goes on to say, the largest Catholic health system in the nation has funded and performed transgender surgeries and other gender-affirming medical interventions, defying Catholic teachings, according to an investigative reporter released to the Epic Times. The report by the Lepanto Institute, a Catholic research and education organization released on June 12th, exposes Common Spirit Health, a Catholic entry for its alleged performance and funding of transgender surgeries and therapies, including prescribing and providing cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers to patients. I'm going to, you've heard about Trantifa. Have you heard about Trantifa?
No.
Have you heard about Trantifa, John?
No, Pastor Ernie, no.
Trantifa are these women now who want to become men, and they've been taking testosterone treatments and that, and they're going crazy. They're actually going crazy. They're losing it. They're attacking people. They can't handle it. The one who shot all those seven people in Tennessee in the church and the Christian school, she was a Trantifa. And so that's what's taking place now.
They're still blocking her manifesto, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
She had a rather lengthy, detailed manifesto.
Yep.
She left, and the FBI got it and wouldn't give it up. And then the sheriff's, I think, office got it, and they won't release it. And the school there, the principal in the school doesn't want it released either. So it must be a humdinger of a report, but I think eventually it will have to be released.
All right. Well, somebody's being blackmailed or threatened, huh?
Well, it's what she was saying. I think what her manifesto and what she was saying, they don't want that to be linked to being transgendered.
Right. That's exactly what. Well, Rudy Giuliani has chief Burisma accountant plus four of her colleagues willing to testify who worked with Mykola Slakchevsky, with a Burisma owner who bribed the Bidens with millions. And so more and more people are coming out now. They've got five more. And like I told you here, they've been able to account for the Biden crime family had taken up to $30 million now in bribes. So, and it keeps going. So at the same time, A reporter asked Obama Biden, I was watching this, about evidence on the FBI file showing he sold out the country, and Biden blurts out, and he said, that's a stupid, stupid thing to say. And then he, I heard him say, where's the money? Where's the money? Okay. And so, and he had a smile on his face because they did pretty good laundering the money. They thought they did good, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, one thing I heard, one of the accountants, it was a female from the Burisma whistleblower unit, actually was found dead 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, with the FBI, when they were questioning the FBI, they said, well, they can't give you the file because somebody's life's in danger. It's in danger by the FBI, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Pastor Ernie, Joe Rogan, he interviewed Robert Kennedy Jr. Did you see the report on that, Pastor Ernie?
No, I didn't.
Well, Rogan flat out asked them. He said, you know, you believe that the CIA was involved in murdering your uncle, President John Kennedy, and your father, Robert Kennedy. What about you? And he said, yes. He said, I am concerned. He said, but I'm not going to let it interfere. He said, I will be cautious, but I will not let it interfere.
Well, yeah, well, we've all known about the CIA involvement in Kennedy's assassination for years. We've done so many programs on that. And, yeah, here's some good news out of Denver City Council. Remember that woman here who had came out and she wanted a tax. She wanted all white business owners. She wanted to tax all white business owners and give money to black-owned businesses. This is a real race, you know, a real racist, this yeah. woman here. And, but anyhow, her name is Candy Kidbaka. And what happened was she ran again for city council, and she was really destroyed. I mean, really destroyed. She lost that by over 3,500 votes, though. That's almost the entire vote of the city council there. So almost. So geez,
that's some good news.
Yeah, that's some good news. All righty. What do you have, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I have a whole load of stuff here. We did talk about the Muslims in Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? Standing up. Now the liberals are calling them bigots and white supremacists because they're standing up for their children and they're against LGBT groomers. Pastor Ernie, you'd find this really interesting. WEF, you know that guy Harari?
Yeah, he's the one. Oh, yeah, that reminds me what I have here. Yeah, he's the one that says that they're going to have AI is going to be the new gods. In fact, I have an article.
Right, and the AI is going to write the new Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, we just did that. That's amazing. I have an article here where now they have an AI pastor in a church. Do you have that article? Okay.
Yes. And that's from Germany. I did see that, Pastor Ernie.
And so here, hundreds have gathered in a Christian church after the pastor was replaced by artificial intelligence. These people are got to be absolute. Well, they probably came there just to find out what it was going to be like. But boy, does that smack of the Antichrist? Does that smack of the Antichrist? Does it not?
Pastor Ernie, eyewitnesses said it was. It was a monologue. There was no life in it. Yeah, of course, there's no life in it, but it was a monologue. There was no power to it. Listen to this.
the University of Virginia wants to monitor all students about their religion. So they want to monitor your race, your gender, and your religion in the school.
You know, it's going to be interesting with all the stories that you have coming down the pike here is to watch the Muslims basically fight it tooth and nail and not stand for it. You know, we, like I mentioned earlier, most Christians, or half of them at least, are just
professing Christians. If they were really Christians,
they'd be fighting it left and right, yeah.
So that's
now, Pastor Ernie, I found something also very interesting. You know how the World Health Organization is trying to pass or really just bully its way in to become like a dictator, a world dictator, about what nations can do and can't do?
Yeah.
When it comes,
And Biden wants to sign us over to sign our sovereignty.
Yeah, it's
away.
Real close, Pastor Ernie. It's really, really close. But guess who's behind them and working very closely with them, Pastor Ernie?
Tell me.
Rockefeller Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I knew he was a big part of that, yeah.
Here's the headline. WHO partners with globalist Rockefeller Foundation to deal with future pandemics supposedly fueled by climate. Now, I was blown away with when I didn't quote this in the article, but when I read the article, the Rockefeller Foundation has been partnered with the WHO, the WHO, for like 70 years, 80 years, Pastor Ernie, since like the beginning of the United Nations when they formed this. So right from the very beginning, the Rockefeller Foundation, which, of course, is, you know, the very heart of the New World Order.
I heard David Rockefeller gave a long piece there on why they started the feminist movement, how the Rockefeller Foundation and those people, how they started the feminist movement, and the reason they did it was, here all of these feminists thought that they were started by women, but it wasn't. And here now, a lot of them still haven't figured it out, but all of these drag queens and these trans, they're degrading women.
Yeah, where are the feminists?
They're degrading women. They're making fun of women.
Yeah.
They're running around, dressing up. They're really degrading them. But, where are the feminists? Well, the hypocrisy.
Trans people are beating the heck out of the women, and you don't hear the feminists at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's called hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Remember, to us, hypocrisy is something that's repulsive. To them, hypocrisy is something to be embraced.
Yeah, it's just another tool in their toolbox.
All right, what do you have
there? You know, Pastor Ernie, there may be what they've done, the LGBTQ and Biden and all of them, they may have been stirring up the sleeping giant in America when they went after the children. They're going after the mothers and the fathers and the children, and we're going to take your children from you and then turn them into turn little boys into girls. If there's anything left in the country, I think this is stirring it, Pastor Ernie.
It could be. I know that General Michael Flynn says, "We the people need to arise to the occasion now. The storm is here." So, John, you've got 4 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do it?
Yeah, well, I sure can, Pastor Ernie. I was thinking today, in fact, we covered it, Pastor Ernie, in the Bible teaching at the beginning of the show, and it's about looking for the coming of Jesus Christ, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's found in Titus 2:13. And there are so many people today that are depressed. That's like 20% of the population now. and they're taking drugs, and there's all sorts of problems. And many of the people are acting like that because there's no hope inside. It's being squeezed out of us, folks. But the blessed hope can never be squeezed out of us. That's Christ coming. He came the first time, according to the scriptures. Pastor Ernie, how many, you know it, how many scriptures, prophecies were there about Christ first coming?
500. There you go. 580, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and there's even more about his second coming. He came the first time according to the Bible prophecy. He's coming the second time according to Bible prophecy. And we are to look for his coming, the blessed hope. That's a hope that gives us life. That's a hope that can't be taken away. Without hope, people become, it can actually lead to suicide. Severely depressed, not wanting to live, the life being sucked out of us. So God wants us to live with the blessed hope. And the blessed hope, he was raised from the dead. We read all those scriptures early in the show. So to live with the blessed hope and have that joy of Christ coming. And the blessed hope means he comes for us. We have a new body that's like his. He takes us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And our eternity is in what's called the New Jerusalem. Never to see death, never any sickness, anything like that. To be a part of the blessed hope, to have the blessed hope, you must repent of sin. That means recognize leading a life that is separated from God into sin. Turn to Christ and the Word of God. And that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. There is the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But Jesus on the cross paid that penalty. He died and his blood paid the penalty for our sin. And then he rose again bodily the third day, and he's coming back first for us. That's the blessed hope. So to have the blessed hope, the assurance of eternal life, the assurance of Christ coming for you and taking us to heaven, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart,
1 minute,
raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And God then also becomes our Abba Father, Daddy. Abba is a Hebrew word for Daddy, our Abba Father. So it can be done right now, folks. We're a little short out of time. Otherwise, I would lead in the confession. But if you repent of sin, confess that Jesus, God sent Jesus in love to die for us and pay the penalty for sin, believe that he rose bodily from the dead and he's coming again, God will give you eternal life and you can live right now in the blessed hope. That must be about time, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, it is. Again, you know, thanks, John, for giving that. Of course, we know this, that you and I, we have no doubt at all that the time will come when nothing else will matter to you but you're standing with the Lord. Well, we are at that point that we get to every night at this time when we always do this. We say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless.
God bless.
And then we say this. Always, keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
That was a great dinner.
So great. Wait, where'd you park the car?
Oh, the one I just sold to Carvana.
What? When did you do that?
When you were still looking at the menu. I went on Carvana.com and all I had to do was enter the license plate or VIN, answer a few questions, and got a real offer in seconds.
They picked up the car already?
No, I parked around the corner. But they are picking it up tomorrow and paying me right on the spot.
Oh, no wonder you picked up the check.
Yeah, about that. Thought we were going halvesies.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.